The Argentine Congress has selected Senator Eduardo Duhalde as the new president, the country's fifth chief executive in 2 weeks. The political turmoil started when President Fernando de la Rúa resigned under pressure on December 20th. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
President Duhalde was sworn in last night only 6 minutes after Congress elected him, an indication of Argentina's urgency to fill the power vacuum in the presidential palace. Addressing the nation, Duhalde made it clear that he was under no illusions about the challenge awaiting him.
Today we don't have a single peso with which to meet our obligations to pay public salaries, pensions, and Christmas bonuses. It's time to tell the truth. Argentina is bankrupt. Argentina has melted down.
Duhalde didn't go into the specifics of his plans for the economy. Those will come on Friday, he says. But some things are already clear. He reaffirmed the last interim president's decision to suspend payments on the foreign debt. He says that money will be redirected to help the unemployed. The jobless rate is currently close to 20%. But instead of the 1 million make-work jobs promised by his predecessor, Duhalde says he'll pay the unemployed a stipend and subsidize worker retraining. Perhaps the biggest financial time bomb that Duhalde has inherited is the plummeting confidence in the banking system. In order to stop a run on the banks, the De La Rúa government limited the amount of cash people could withdraw from their accounts. That restriction infuriated the middle class and was one of the main reasons for the protests that forced De La Rúa out of office. Outside the Congress chamber, President Duhalde said he sympathized with the people's desire to withdraw their money, but he stopped short of promising to lift the restriction.
As we all know, at this very moment, the money isn't available, but there's a commitment on the part of the entire Argentine nation to make sure people can recover their savings.
Sources inside the Peronist Party say Duhalde may set up a timetable to allow people gradual access to their bank accounts. As far as the broader economic crisis goes, Duhalde has promised to change what he calls Argentina's economic model. Duhalde is known as a critic of the free market reforms of the last 10 years, which privatized state-run companies and opened the country to foreign investment and imports. But until he announces a specific plan on Friday, it's not clear what new economic model he has in mind. Duhalde's biggest challenge may be simply restoring some calm to Argentine politics. During his election yesterday, police established a two-block security perimeter around the Capitol building, using riot fences and the threat of tear gas to keep citizens from getting within a stone's throw of their elected representatives. Monica Pulido, whose apartment was inside the security zone, nervously watched the standoff between protesters and police and predicted she'd see a repeat of last month's deadly street riots.
Porque no hay trabajo, no hay nada. No hay nada. Desgraciadamente, no quiero hablar así de mi Argentina.
Because there's no work, there's nothing. I don't like to say these things about my Argentina because it's sad, but Argentina isn't at fault. It's the politicians' fault. It hurts to say this, but I don't see a way out of the situation.
Although President Duhalde received an overwhelming majority of the vote in Congress, his presidency is still vulnerable. Some of the smaller political parties have called his 2-year appointment undemocratic, saying a general election would be the only legitimate way to pick a new president. If Duhalde fails to make progress on the economic front, regular Argentines may well recall that complaint, along with their newfound ability to topple presidents by taking to the streets. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.